Poland's prime minister was among the first to call it a provocation. Plans by the Night Wolves motorcycling gang, which has close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin, to stage a ride from Moscow to Berlin to mark the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Their route will take them across Poland, Belarus, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Austria and Germany. On Monday, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka suggested the ride was a propaganda event to counter a recent show of military strength by the United States. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The Night Wolves are staunch supporters of Vladimir Putin and of Russia's intervention in Ukraine, including the annexation of Crimea. The first biker gang in Russia, dating back to 1989 or even earlier according to some sources, has become something of a traveling ad for the Putin regime. But many in Europe are less than thrilled with their planned ride across much of Eastern as well as part of Central Europe to commemorate, they say, the Red Army's march on Berlin in 1945, which helped defeat Nazi Germany. Along the way, the UK daily The Guardian noted members will visit war memorials, the death camps of Auschwitz and Dachau, and Treptower Park in Berlin. Although the bikers reportedly see the event as apolitical, others see the ride as nothing less than a provocation, among them Polish Prime Minister Eva Kopacz, Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek, and Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka, the last who suggested the bikers served as a propaganda tool. In the Czech Prime Minister's view, the gang is bolstering Russia's image in response to a show of force by the United States, whose convoy recently traveled back to Germany from NATO exercises in the Baltic states. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka.
I consider the ride by Russian bikers as, to a degree, a propaganda answer to the recent journey by the US convoy, an attempt to balance the message through propaganda or in the media.
The so-called U.S. Dragoon convoy made headlines at the end of March and early April, with some 120 vehicles and 500 personnel traveling across the Czech Republic and other countries, following an operation aimed at displaying the United States' commitment to stability in Europe. There, military columns of heavy armored vehicles were greeted by both supporters as well as opponents. Regarding the Night Wolves, the Prime Minister said that the Czech Republic would likely not be the country where bikers applied for visas, opening the way to the EU's Schengen zone. The country's police and other security forces, meanwhile, will keep abreast of developments. Interior Minister Milan Chovanec.
We will certainly monitor the ride, but as long as members uphold Czech laws, they will be allowed to travel through the country just like anybody else.
The Night Wolves ride is reportedly set to begin on April the 25th. Presumably, they have their visas sorted, as otherwise members would be turned back at the first EU border, cutting short what is sure to be a closely watched trip.